So, when we can't eat with others, with our relatives or colleagues, because of our restrictions, and they can't prepare within our restrictions, then they feel as if we are just rejecting them. So, how can we give them a positive perception of bhakti? There are different ways in which we can express our concern for them. Everybody, one advantage of contemporary world is that it's quite individualistic. So, individualistic means that you do your thing and I'll do my thing. And you don't impose your thing on me and I won't impose my thing on you. So, in that sense, there are so many people who are vegans nowadays. And they're quite strict about it. And other people respect it. So, in that sense, as the society becomes a little bit more individualistic, Indian society to some extent is more, you could say, more community-centered rather than individual-centered. So, in that sense, if the community itself is spiritual, that's wonderful. But if it is not, then it becomes a little more difficult. But still, as long as there are certain principles which we follow, but it's not that we reject everything. See, especially we can be there when they need help. The many times when somebody is sick, when somebody is in their final moments, some relative, some family member, or they need in some other situations, we can be there at that time. So, see, principles can also be followed in a way that doesn't make people feel uncomfortable. If I am following certain regulations and I make others feel lowly for not following those regulations, that is when they become very uncomfortable. But if we say these are my spiritual principles, and we just leave it at that. We don't say, you have to do this. So then sometimes if we practically adjust and you say, okay, I'll come there, but then I'll take this diet or this diet, or then it's difficult for you to get, I'll arrange something for myself. It's not that we are not going to come there. So it's just that in this world, people are often uncomfortable with the unfamiliar. So if we just make them recognize that, okay, there's some aspect of me which is unfamiliar, but others are the same me. So then it becomes less difficult. There are certain principles which we have to be firm about, because otherwise, if we keep bending, then they'll just bend us in everything. So certain things we have to be firm about. But that doesn't mean it's also how I am firm about things. It is, I can be pure without making others feel impure. If I do that, then overall period people accept. I'd say that it's just a little bit of sensitivity to understand within that situation how can I express affection, how can I reciprocate with them without compromising my principles. Beyond that, I would say that people's main concern is, especially if people are close to us or they are loved ones, then what are we doing with our life? If they see overall that we have, by our bhakti practices, we have become a better person, if we have become more responsible, more mature, then over a period of time they have accepted it. It takes time, but over a period of time, they'll say, this is just one aspect of this person. I don't agree with it, but I accept it. See, there are three levels. There is something which people just can't accept. There is something which people. No, first is they just can't understand it. Second is they understand but they don't accept. Third is they understand and they accept. So, at the very least, we should not be at this level. Why are you doing like this? Just can't understand. So we try to rationally explain, we try to be courteous, we try to be kind. So if we can come to the second or third level, that is good enough. Then our relationships can go on functioning. But if we are self-righteous about what we are doing, then what happens is people just feel totally alienated. Totally alienated. So it's better that we avoid that perception that, you know, I'm higher than you. It's one thing, I'm different than you, another is I'm higher than you. So I'm different, that's okay. But if I pursue that I'm higher, then it alienates people. Okay. So, any other question? Yeah. How much time do we have, Shukran?
5 more minutes.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Joey, you mentioned about the